Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, and welcome to our programme, Time for Fun. With us today is Laurie French, who works at a Zorbing Park just outside town. Thanks for joining us, Laurie.
Thanks for having me.
Explain to our listeners what Zorbing is.
Well, Zorbing involves riding inside a gigantic ball. In fact, it's almost as wide as a car. It's made of a flexible plastic material, and there's an inside compartment where a person or two people sit, which is attached to the outer ball. Between the inside and the outside is empty space. This allows the ball to roll or bounce safely over the ground.
So, it's a big ball inside an even bigger one, is it?
That's right. Once you're inside the ball, you roll down a hill. Not a steep one, of course. And because it's soft and bouncy inside the ball, you don't get hurt. At our Zorbing Park, we have a hill with a slight incline, with wooden railings on the left and right sides of the Zorbing path to keep the ball on track. The ball rolls slowly down the hill at first. It picks up speed as it rolls, but it's only a few metres to the bottom, so it never goes too fast.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I take it you've tried it yourself, have you?
Oh, yes. All the personnel at the park have to try it at least once as part of our training. It's quite addictive, so once is never enough. It's like a roller coaster ride, you know. It's a lot of fun, but you have to like those sorts of things. It's not for those with a weak stomach. We inform people what it's like before they try it. We don't want anyone getting sick.
I love roller coaster rides, so I imagine I would like this.
Oh, you should give it a try. Our Zorb balls have got seats fitted inside with straps that keep you steady in the ball. A typical Zorb run lasts about a minute, so it spins you round about a dozen times. And with our specially designed path, you needn't worry your Zorb ball's going to roll away and land on a motorway somewhere.
Well, that's good. Where can people find your Zorbing Park?
It's about 20 kilometres outside of town in King's Forest. It's a beautiful location surrounded by lush nature, and we've got a park area nearby for picnics. Of course, we suggest eating after your Zorb run.
Yes, that sounds wise. Is there a more challenging hill for experienced Zorbers?
Actually, no. We've got two Zorbing paths on the same hill. What we do offer is a type of Zorbing ball that doesn't have seats, but inside it's been filled with a small amount of water. As the ball rolls, the rider slips about inside without spinning round. It's more like being on a water slide.
Are there other activities to do at your Zorbing Park?
As I said, there's a picnic area. We also have a camping area, so you can camp out for a few days, but barbecues are not permitted. There are lots of nature trails in the forest, and there's a river nearby. You could even do some swimming in the summer months if you like.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, and welcome to our program, Time for Fun. With us today is Laurie French, who works at a Zorbing Park just outside town. Thanks for joining us, Laurie.
Thanks for having me.
Explain to our listeners what Zorbing is.
Well, Zorbing involves riding inside a gigantic ball. In fact, it's almost as wide as a car. It's made of a flexible plastic material, and there's an inside compartment where a person or two people sit, which is attached to the outer ball. Between the inside and the outside is empty space. This allows the ball to roll or bounce safely over the ground.
So, it's a big ball inside an even bigger one, is it?
That's right. Once you're inside the ball, you roll down a hill. Not a steep one, of course. And because it's soft and bouncy inside the ball, you don't get hurt. At our Zorbing Park, we have a hill with a slight incline, with wooden railings on the left and right sides of the Zorbing path to keep the ball on track. The ball rolls slowly down the hill at first. It picks up speed as it rolls, but it's only a few metres to the bottom, so it never goes too fast.
That sounds like a lot of fun. I take it you've tried it yourself, have you?
Oh, yes. All the personnel at the park have to try it at least once as part of our training. It's quite addictive, so once is never enough. It's like a roller coaster ride, you know. It's a lot of fun, but you have to like those sorts of things. It's not for those with a weak stomach. We inform people what it's like before they try it. We don't want anyone getting sick.
I love roller coaster rides, so I imagine I would like this.
Oh, you should give it a try. Our Zorb balls have got seats fitted inside with straps that keep you steady in the ball. A typical Zorb run lasts about a minute, so it spins you round about a dozen times. And with our specially designed path, you needn't worry your Zorb ball's going to roll away and land on a motorway somewhere.
Well, that's good. Where can people find your Zorbing Park?
It's about 20 kilometres outside of town in King's Forest. It's a beautiful location surrounded by lush nature, and we've got a park area nearby for picnics. Of course, we suggest eating after your Zorb run.
Yes, that sounds wise. Is there a more challenging hill for experienced Zorbers?
Actually, no. We've got two Zorbing paths on the same hill. What we do offer is a type of Zorbing ball that doesn't have seats, but inside it's been filled with a small amount of water. As the ball rolls, the rider slips about inside without spinning round. It's more like being on a water slide.
Are there other activities to do at your Zorbing Park?
As I said, there's a picnic area. We also have a camping area, so you can camp out for a few days, but barbecues are not permitted. There are lots of nature trails in the forest, and there's a river nearby. You could even do some swimming in the summer months if you like. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.